This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, Katie at IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 19th, 2025, our Christmas edition. Here's a great after-holiday gift, ARRL Kids Day. Twice a year, ARRL offers an event designed to promote amateur radio to our youth, Kids Day. Kids Day number one takes place on the first Saturday of the year, and for 2026, that's January 3rd. The event runs from 1800 UTC through 2359 UTC, and you can operate as much or as little as you like. It's all designed to give the on-air experience to young people and hopefully foster interest in getting licenses of their own. It's also intended to give older hams a chance to share their station and love for amateur radio with their children. Here's how it works. You can invite your kids or your grandkids to your station, explain how it works, and then have them take turns talking on the radio. You could also share the excitement with your neighbors, a scout troop, a church group, or the general public at a library or a shopping mall. Then the real fun starts. Take pictures, write your story, and send them to ARRL. With a signed release form, your story can appear in ARRL publications like QST as part of the Kids Today and Youth Write-Ups, Strays Upfront, and more. And you can send your stories to contest@arrl.org. Then, the part that will light up the kids' eyes even more, a Kids Day Certificate of Participation. It's a downloadable PDF, and every kid who has participated gets to take one home and hang it on their wall. Sign up is easy at Kids Day on the ARRL website. You'll get all of the information you'll need to make this after-holiday gift a yearly event. And remember, there is another ARRL Kids Day on the third Saturday in June. Pre-registration is now open for the ARRL Student Coding Competition, a new national challenge designed to engage young radio amateurs in shaping the future of amateur radio through software development. Open to ARRL member amateur radio operators age 21 and younger, the competition will invite students to design a mobile app that supports ARRL and the amateur radio community. Cash awards totaling up to $25,000 will be presented to one or more winning entries. The competition officially begins on January 1st, 2026, when complete rules and application specifications will be released at coding.arrl.org. But participants are reminded not to start coding yet. Entries must follow the published requirements. Project submissions will be due by March 31st, 2026. ARRL adult members are also encouraged to help spread the word and support the next generation of amateur radio innovators. The ARRL student membership is free for full-time students aged 21 and younger, removing a key barrier to participation. Get your keys and bugs ready for ARRL Straight Key Night, SKN, just 2 weeks away. Every year on January 1st, ARRL Straight Key Night is on the air from 0000 UTC through 2359 UTC. This 24-hour event is not a contest. Rather, it's a day dedicated to celebrating our CW heritage. Participation is encouraged to get on the air and simply make enjoyable, conversational CW QSOs. The use of straight keys or bugs to send CW is preferred. There are no points scored, and all who participate are winners. Logbook entries for Straight Key Night must be received by January 31st, 2026, and then votes for Best Fist and Most Interesting QSO will be tabulated and included in the results. The 2025 SKN results indicated 144 participants reported 945 contacts. While many were seasoned CW operators, some participants noted that they made it their first CW contact in many years during the 2025 event. All you need is your favorite straight bug or key, and you grab that now and get ready to enjoy a New Year's Day on the air. For more information, visit Straight Key Night. Federal Communications Commission in October 2025 adopted a report and order to delete almost 400 obsolete rules pertaining to its wireless services. As previously reported by ARRL, among the deletions were four in Part 97 that govern the amateur radio service. ARRL reports that the notice of the report and order has now been published in the Federal Register, so unless an objection is raised by January 2nd that the Commission finds to deserve its consideration, the following four Part 97 provisions will be deleted as of February 10th, 2026. 97.27, this provision is duplicative of a statutory provision related to the FCC's right to modify station licenses. 97.29, this provision specified an obsolete procedure to replace paper licenses. ARRL proposed deleting this section in comments filed earlier this year. Per 97.315, this obsolete provision grandfathered HF amplifiers purchased before April 28, 1978 by an amateur radio operator for use at that operator's station and grandfathered those manufactured before April 28, 1978, for which a marketing waiver was issued. And finally, point 97.521, B and Appendix 2, this rule and appendix relate to obsolete VEC regions. On December 18, 2025, the National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators Question Pool Committee released the revised 2026 to 2030 Technician Class Element 2 Question Pool. It will be required for all exam sessions beginning July 1, 2026. The new pool includes 409 questions, 27 new, 30 removed, and about 155 modified, compared to 412 in the prior pool. The pool also includes three diagrams used for some of the questions. VECs and volunteer examiners must use the test designs based on the new pool starting on July 1, 2026. Current ARRL VEC Technician Class Exam booklets, the 2022 series, and computer-generated technician class exams created from the 2022 question pool are valid until June 30th. After that, old versions should be destroyed. ARRL will have new editions of the technician class study materials, including the ARRL Ham Radio License Manual, Gordon West Technician Class License Prep Book, and ARRL's Tech Q&A by May 2026. You can view all of the questions on the NCVEC website. Happy belated birthday to entertainer and comedian Dick Van Dyke, who celebrated his 100th birthday on December 13th. Van Dyke served as a narrator for the ARRL film, The World of Amateur Radio. The 1970s-produced film presents a then-contemporary introduction to amateur radio aimed at newcomers and the general public. Commissioned by ARRL and produced by Dave Bell Productions, the film updated earlier ARRL outreach material with then-modern production values and contemporary subject matter. Also on the film are Roy Neal, K6DUE, a silent key, then a correspondent for NBC News, then U.S. Senator Sarah Barry Goldwater, K7UGA, a silent key, former Navy radio operator and TV radio host Arthur Godfrey, K4LIB, a silent key, and Hollywood producer David Bell, W6AQ, also a silent key. As an outreach and educational resource, the film served ARRL's efforts to introduce a new generation to amateur radio at the time of rapid technological change. The Virtual NTS Training Net, VNTN, will take a break over the holidays and will not meet on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. The net will resume its normal schedule on Zoom beginning January 6, 2026 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. VNTN has been in existence since 2024, providing amateurs who may not be within range of a local VHF traffic net an opportunity to learn traffic handling skills. The 2026 Southeast VHF Society Conference will be held April 16th through the 19th in Macon, Georgia. All interested in VHF and above amateur radio operation are invited to attend. The conference will begin with a Thursday night social at a local establishment. The technical conference begins Friday morning and will include a luncheon with a guest speaker and conclude technical presentations in the afternoon. The conference events continue with an evening flea market and hospitality suite. Saturday morning, the technical presentations continue and conclude early afternoon when the antenna range and rover display opens. The conference ends with an in-house banquet, including a guest speaker, awards, and door prizes to give away. Please visit www.svhfs.org for further details, which will include the hotel and conference registration details and call for papers. ARRL has earned a 2025 Candid Platinum Seal of Transparency. Originally founded in 1994 and known by many as GuideStar, the organization became the largest source of information about nonprofits. Candid was formed in 2019 following the merger of GuideStar and Foundation Center and helps donors to find ARRL and learn about the organization's impact. Members and prospective donors can visit ARRL's profile on Candid to see how donations help extend our reach in serving the amateur radio community and developing the next generation of hams. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. December was a busy month. South Korea launched their satellites, and the ISS deployed 5 CubeSats at the beginning of the month. The ones operating on amateur frequencies are SilverSat, RHOKSat, Content Cube, EagleSat 2, and Forest Prominio. SilverSat automatically relays images and telemetry to its ground network, which is then posted to social media. The CW beacon was heard sending at 16 words per minute under the call sign WP2XGW. RHOKSat has telemetry on 435.425 MHz using 9600 FSK, while Content Cube is using 437.020 MHz GMSK for its telemetry. EagleSat 2 uses 437.165 MHz and 19K2 GFSK for its data from two experiments. One is the Cosmic Ray Payload, and the other, Memory Degradation Experiment. Finally, Forest Prominio is transmitting telemetry on 437.400 MHz. As this is our last report before the Christmas holiday, I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season on behalf of AmpSat and myself. I hope you make that DX contact or satellite contact you were hoping for. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on December 20th, it's the Feldhelm Sprint, that's digital. Also on December 20th, the OKDX Ready Contest, digital as well. December 20th, the RAC Winter Contest, CW and phone. December 20th and 21st, the Croatian DX Contest, CW and phone. And on December 21st, the ARRL Rookie Roundup, that is CW. Remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, January 10th, Ham Radio University, ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And on January 16th through the 17th, it's the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention, that's in Fort Myers, Florida. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest calendar and convention database to find more events in your area. ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut will close early at noon Eastern Time on Christmas Eve, Wednesday, December 24th, 2025. ARRL HQ will remain closed on Thursday and Friday, December 25th and 26th, and will also be closed on Thursday, January 1st, 2026, in observance of Christmas and New Year's Day. There will be no W1DW transmissions during the holiday closure. The ARRL letter and ARRL audio news will also be on hiatus, returning with special editions on New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st. And finally this week, thanks to the Northwest Montana Repeater Group in Lakeside, Montana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. This is our final broadcast for the year. Listen to us beginning next year on January 1st, 2026. Have a safe and happy Christmas season. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.